This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentralMedia.com. Please follow us on social media, Facebook.com/MuslimCentral and Twitter.com/MuslimCentral. Also check out our other websites, MuslimCentralTube.com and MuslimCentralImages.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Always we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace be upon him, his entire household, all his companions, and all those who have struggled through the generations in a way that today we are seated here. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and indeed we are greatly blessed. My brothers and sisters, seeing that the time is quite short, I will dive straight into the topic, Islam and social media. If you take a look at the definition of social media, you will find that it is the interaction amongst people in which they create, share, or exchange information and ideas in virtual communities and networks. And if you take a look at Islam, Islam appreciates and welcomes all forms of advancement for as long as it does not go against the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. So in a nutshell, we as Muslimin, our mission is to learn, to put into practice, and to convey. And as for the medium of conveying, we need to use whatever is at our disposal to convey the beautiful message so that the whole world can taste the peace that we are enjoying. And we thank Allah for granting us the beautiful example of Muhammad, may peace be upon him, when it comes to this. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, if you take a look at the time of Muhammad, may peace be upon him, most of the people were unlettered. Allah says in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah says, it is he who sent an unlettered, a messenger who was unlettered amongst the unlettered, which means the bulk of these people were unlettered. They used to rely on memory, so much so that they knew the lineage of their camels going back 7 generations. You know, I sit and I think of this, I don't even know my own lineage 7 generations going back. And I don't think most of us, 99% of us, would probably not even know their lineage. So this is the type of technology they had. They relied on their own minds. They had powerful memories. They were poets. They were eloquent. But at that time, when the message was to be delivered to the leaders of the globe, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to write the message, to get those who will write it on his behalf, because he was unlettered. So from the few who were educated, he told them what to write. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and so on. And he sent the message all across. So this shows us that he used something that was not the norm in his own area, because he had to get the message across. So much so that when this message was to be delivered to the Romans, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum informed him that, you know what, they're not going to read what you have sent because it doesn't have a seal. It needs an official seal. Immediately he said, okay, let us get the seal. Let us make sure that we seal that letter. He did not say, oh, that is their style, it is their method, let's not use it. Because what was at stake was guidance. What was at stake was the message itself. It had to be sent. And the reason why I start this way is because today we find ourselves with technology advancing in leaps and bounds. If I am not going to use that technology and you are not going to use it positively, then it will be used in a destructive manner in order to promote that which is incorrect, that which is invalid, and that which will earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps snatch away the peace from our lives. So we have all come to the agreement that it is permissible, and in fact it is necessary for us to make use of whatever the latest technology is in order to beam the message of peace across the globe. The problem is, if you are to read statistics, you will find that these social networking sites and the social media is the cause of the snatching away of the peace of a lot of people. You find wives complaining, you find husbands complaining, children complain, they are orphans. Orphans of what? Social media orphans. It means mom is busy with her phone, dad is busy with his. And why we say phone is because although it includes the internet at large, the phone and the mobile has become the device of the age. So much so that the S5, before it came out, we had already ordered some of these phones. And if I were to tell you the S6 is almost on its way, you would probably Google it and find out in a few minutes what's happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of the power of this technology. So it has swept the whole globe. Remember, Islam governs how to use it. It's like a knife. You can use the knife to chop up your meat so that you can cook it in proper, mashallah, little cubes that I enjoy eating as well, you know, which are cooked beautifully and soft and tender when you're chewing them. Or you can actually use it in a wrong way. A knife can be used as a weapon. It depends how the person uses it. And Islam says, use it in the correct way. Make sure that you use it in the proper way so that the day I meet with my Maker, who is the source of all peace, I will be from amongst those who has not left a single stone unturned in trying to reach out to the people in a beautiful way. So how did I make use of the social networks that were at my disposal? If you take a careful look at technology, on many different forms you have the social media. For example, there are magazines, the internet forums, web blogs, the social blogs, microblogging, the wikis, social networks, podcasts, photos, videos, the ratings, social books, and so many other things that we actually have not only the ability to source, but even to be a part of its making or creation. So make sure that you have used it in the correct way. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and I in this world and the next. If you take a look at the word social, Islam has indeed given a very great importance to social interaction, but within limits and for the right reasons. If you look at the salah that we read, the congregational prayer, the hadith says, Salatul jama'ati afdalu min salatil fadhi bi 27 daraja. That salah in congregation is better than salah read individually than 27 times. And one narration says 25 times. It means so many fold more. The reason is that interaction, you meet the people, you smile at them, the physical meeting is far more important than anything else. And the social networking, if we were to take the internet out of it and make it physical, then Islam has promoted it from the very beginning. You have, for example, the Jumu'ah that is compulsory upon us. As Muslimin, we need to know that that is a gathering. The Eid is a gathering. It is something important. To go out to visit the sick is highly rewarding. Today you can just send a WhatsApp message and say, you know what, I heard you are unwell, I am praying for you, and so on. And do you know that you will get a similar reward if the person is far away? You would have visited them had they been nearer, but because of your busy schedule or whatever else it is, you were only able to message them, so you have a beautiful reward. I always say that there was a time when we could invite one person. You know, I can talk to you, interact with you, brother, this is the goodness, this is what it is, this is the peace, this is what Islam is all about. Or, you know, I can share some good moments with one person, two people, perhaps a group of people. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us to earn a huge reward just by the touch of a button. Let's ask ourselves, are we doing that, or are we earning the wrath of the Almighty by the touch of the same button? Because in the same way that I can press just some knob on my phone or a little perhaps part of my touch screen as it is today, and I can reach out to hundreds of millions of people with the correct message, I can do the same with the bad message. So ask yourself, Allah has made it easy for you to earn reward. Pack as many rewards as possible before you meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, it's extremely important to know that this social interaction in Islam is definitely an act of worship if it is done correctly. And this is when it comes to the physical relation. You know, to spend time with your parents and with your children and so on is extremely important. If you've gone away, somewhere further away from home, how many messages do you send home? How many WhatsApp messages do you send home? Do you Skype your children? It's a question. But we are quick to use all that when it comes to wrong sometimes, because the devil is also as powerful. Remember, pornography is something that will destroy your peace. It is something that might soothe your lust that is inside. But as a result, the cactus that grows around your heart is so huge because it snatches away peace. So therefore, stay away from it. And worse than actually engaging in perhaps looking at something derogatory is to forward it to others just as a joke. And this is where Islam comes in, my brothers and sisters. مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا. We know the hadith. وَمَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً فَلَهُ وِزْرُهَا وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَنْقُصُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْئًا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever sets a bad example, whoever has started a bad trend, they will bear the burden of it and the burden of everyone else as a result who has been affected by it or who drops into it up to the last day. And that would be not decreasing the burden from any one of them, and this is something very dangerous. So remember, do not just forward something that is perhaps pornographic, something that is bad, something racist, something of the nature where we are earning the anger of Allah, or it is something sinful, because click of the button could mean great detriment to us. It could mean great destruction to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us. It is something extremely important. Also, what Islam has done is it has given us rules and regulations regarding so many things. You know, if I have to have, for example, a Twitter handle or a Facebook page, or for example, on Instagram, WhatsApp, BBM, whatever else it is, Skype, the first thing I need to do is choose a name and a profile. It is extremely important as Muslimin, the bearers of peace, that you choose a profile befitting whom you really are in terms of your link with Allah. Because sometimes it is these profiles that are made in such a way that automatically they beam a lot of nudity, they beam a lot of negativity. And as a result, what will happen to our inner and outer peace? What will happen to the peace of this world and the next? And be honest with yourself. You know, sometimes people want to hide, so they create a profile with a dubious name. And this brings me to the point I wanted to raise. People are on social networks for different reasons. Some are there to spread goodness. Others are there just to have fun. And some are there to con you and to dupe you. And others are there just to abuse you. So be careful. Let us not be from amongst those who are doing wrong. Let us be from amongst those who are there in order to maintain perhaps our family ties, perhaps to find out what's happening to our friends in a beautiful way, and to spread the message of goodness whenever we have a chance and in whatever way we can, for as long as it is thought of quite clearly. And it is the best chosen method, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah." When you call towards the path of the Almighty, choose the most wise of all methods. And when you engage people in discussion, make sure it is the most powerful or the best of ways. So this would apply even when we are interacting with one another, when it comes to the social networking and so on. The difficulty we have, after we've created a profile, we have friends. So we choose friends, we allow friends, and people befriend us. The type of friends you choose, extremely important. It will shape your peace or it will break it. This is why those who have chosen bad friends, subhanallah, may Allah protect us all from that. It is important for us to realize if they're having a bad effect on us, and they probably will, then we need to get ourselves out of that as soon as possible, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Beautiful verses of Surah Al-Furqan where Allah speaks of the one who will regret because of his bad company, and he will say, "Oh, I hope I had taken the path that the messenger had taught." And I hope I did not have so and so as a friend of mine, because he has led me astray after the goodness was made manifest to me. How can that happen? So make sure even your online friends are those who are people reminding you of goodness and turning you away from that which is bad for you. If they encourage you to do something bad, you need to take a step back. And you need to ask yourself, what am I doing to help them? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to help them. Another very important aspect after speaking about the type of friends. Extremely important for us to know the character, the language we use, the type of person we portray ourselves or we come across as, and the type of comments we make when it comes to other people's perhaps pages or Twitter accounts, handles and so on. The type of comments we make, we need to carefully think of them. Remember one thing, these comments will last forever and ever. Not like a long time ago you make a mistake and you can just say I'm sorry to the person you made a mistake towards. But now it will beam across the whole globe, being retweeted and shared and perhaps multiplied so many times. Before you know it, the whole world has been affected by your mischief or misdeed. We don't want that to happen. We'd rather be from amongst those who can use that for peace, and that to, inshallah, encourage people to do that which is good. Extremely important, the time and the limitations that I spend on these social networks and the social media and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us to be mindful of time. Look at what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. He says, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-farah. There are two gifts of Allah that a lot of people have been duped about. A lot of people are deceived about. What are those two? Health and your time, your free time. Many people, you know, you're healthy and you end up doing all the wrong things, not realizing one day your health will go. It has to go. May Allah protect us and make it easy for us on that day. And when we are free, we just waste the time. Nowadays, even when we are engaged in the most important of things, you find something happening, very important, and such a big irritation. Do you know how irritating it is? It is so irritating, the most important of issues I may be engaged in, and next thing I find, subhanallah, I'm busy on WhatsApp. Such an important event, so many people watching me, and I'm busy trying to... That's my phone. Give me a second. Salaamu alaikum. Oh my brother, to be honest with you, I am very, very busy. Right now I am speaking to thousands of people. And you know what? You have to believe me. I don't really have so much time, my brother. They're waiting for me. Each one of them has a minute. My brother, can you call me in about half an hour's time perhaps? Can you? It's a very important... Okay, mine is more important. Okay. I'll speak to you later. I'll give you a call later. Shukran. You see that? How irritated were you? That was planned by me before I came here. Subhanallah. To show you how bad it is, how irritating. I'm sure some of you must be just... What just happened? It's real life. I'm talking to you, reality. My wife is suffering because I'm on WhatsApp up to 3 in the morning with some woman whom I'm never going to see perhaps. And I'm just smiling with her. That's what's going on in my home, my brothers. Social media in Islam, please know the time limitations. Switch off your phone and talk to your wife, please. Switch off your phone and spend time with your husband. That's all it needs. Because we are Muslim, we have the ingredient of peace. We are here at a beautiful peace conference. We want peace in the house. If you do not know how to govern your own life and how to have rules and regulations in your own life, how on earth is the peace going to emanate through the globe when in my own home there is a disaster? Because subhanallah, I don't know how to use the internet. it is the most beautiful gift of Allah. Can I tell you why? We have online lessons where you can become a strong Muslim. Do you make use of that? Those mashayikh and those scholars who are teaching you the deen or any other education you would like to receive, it is discipline. They will tell you 45 minutes, that's the time. They will tell you 20 minutes, that's the time. And you will stop at that time. But it is only the social waste of time sometimes that would actually destroy a marriage. And remember, I have come across cases where people have gone through divorce and they've gone through someone else and then they were busy with a third party. Because it does not stop. Islam says, discipline yourself and inshallah, you will be the happiest person in this world. My brothers and sisters, there is so much to talk about on this beautiful topic. I have already touched on pornography. I've touched on the disaster of the phone. Yet it is a great gift of Allah. I want to end, because obviously we are restricted for time, by reminding you, my brothers and sisters, it is your duty to make sure you are not overtaken by technology in a way that you become enslaved, but rather stay above it. Make sure you use it in the best possible way so that your wife can be so happy when you come back from home after a day of work. You've sent her 20 messages with flowers and roses and so on. And your children know that dad loves, subhanallah, them. And even mom, subhanallah, some of the moms are guilty of the same. My brothers and sisters, this is something extremely important. We need to know it. I want to end off by saying one thing. Never ever be duped by emoticons. Do you know what is an emoticon? How many of you have used the term LOL when you have not laughed at all? Can you please raise your hands? How many of you, look at that. How many of you have used LOL, you have not laughed? We saw all the hands. This shows that sometimes these emoticons are actually just a way of conning you. Do not be conned by the media. Let us make sure we live as Muslimin. We use it, inshallah, for the best, to spread goodness and peace, to earn rewards, to inquire about the sikri and the others, to pray for the whole world, and to make sure we reach out as best as we can, not only to our family members, but to one and all. May Allah grant us goodness. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.